The coronavirus has changed our daily lives for the short term and potentially longer. WDIY is committed to providing accurate, updated information the Lehigh Valley needs to make informed decisions. For WDIY News, James Johnson reporting. We have asked Vicki Kistler, Director of Allentown Health Bureau, to provide an update.
We do not have a case currently in Allentown. We do not have reason to believe we have community spread in Allentown at this point. However, that is changing throughout the state. Numbers can change at any moment. We are still encouraging folks to only be tested if they have a symptom. We're reinforcing the washing of the hands, the covering of the cough, and supporting the governor's plan for social distancing.
Governor Tom Wolf has declared all restaurants and bars in Pennsylvania to close dine-in facilities for 2 weeks as a measure of social distancing. Businesses that offer carryout, delivery, and drive-through food and beverage service may continue to do so. The strongly urged directive is also for all non-essential businesses to close for the next 14 days to flatten the curve of infection rate and stem the spread of this contagion. Director Kistler, what else would you like our listeners to know?
Well, basically here at the Allentown Health Bureau, we are kind of changing our system of operations, much like other areas are as well. So we are asking folks to call us before they walk in, so that we can have a plan to meet them and to triage their calls. And we are working with our citizens to make sure that their questions are answered, but we're also seeing patients in a way to make sure that they're healthy before we see them so that we don't expose other people here at the Health Bureau. Call us as opposed to walking in. That would help us tremendously.
To reach the Allentown Health Bureau, call 610-437-7760. For accurate, updated information, go to health.pa.gov or cdc.gov. Please practice social distancing, avoid large crowds, and continue hand-washing practices for our community's health. For WDIY News, James Johnson reporting.